fait. En fin de compte, je viens...
Yes, exactly. What I said is that climate change has had a direct impact on the agricultural economy. At the same time, the increase in quality of life of the population and new lifestyles means that there are growing needs on the part of the population with a decrease in productivity on the part of farmers. And this has led to a difficult situation with the introduction of livestock. This contributes to the gap between income and needs, and this is also an activity that has an effect on the soil, and this can increase the porous nature of the soil. Now, there's also the question of a long-term profitability for the farmers. I'd like to take this opportunity, if you'll allow me to refer to the fact that I referred to partnerships between different stakeholders in the system and users in the system. So awareness raising of these stakeholders, of the political situation is one that we find personified in the body that has been declared through a ministerial declaration, which is one of consultation. This took place in Tunis, and it has a rotating presidency providing for this coordination mechanism through the three countries, that is Libya and Tunisia and Algeria. The idea here is to be certain that we have the latest information so that we can effectively manage all relevant issues and inform political decision makers. We are currently transforming our agreement, that is our ministerial declaration, into an agreement between the three countries so that we may better manage the legal structures to ensure that they have the necessary autonomy to provide aquifers with the ability to exert a management